Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Ministry of Truth, Democracy, Reality, and the Republican's War, On the Recent Past by Steve Bannon, is a nonfiction work of political analysis and investigative journalism. Drawing on Bannon's long experience as a political commentator, the book examines how the modern Republican Party and its media allies have repeatedly tried to reshape public understanding of recent events. Rather than treating falsehoods as isolated misstatements, Bannon presents them as part of a broader strategy of historical revisionism that protects leaders from accountability and weakens democratic standards. The book focuses on major episodes from the Trump era and its aftermath, including the Russia investigation, the 2020 election, January 6, the pandemic, the border wall, and related claims about the economy and government power. Its purpose is not only to document these distortions, but also to explain how repetition, selective framing, and partisan amplification can make false narratives feel normal. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, historical revisionism as a political strategy, not a series of accidents. Bannon argues that the central problem is not simply that Republican politicians sometimes lie, but that they participate in a coordinated effort to replace inconvenient history with politically useful versions of events. This matters because revisionism works differently from ordinary spin. Spin usually emphasizes one interpretation of facts. Revisionism tries to alter the facts people remember in the first place. Bannon treats this as a pattern visible across multiple controversies where embarrassment, failure, or misconduct is not acknowledged and then defended, but actively rewritten after the fact. The result is a politics in which accountability becomes harder because the public is asked to debate a distorted version of what happened. By framing the issue this way, the book shifts attention from individual falsehoods to a deeper system of narrative control. Secondly, the four-part machinery that makes false narratives stick. A major analytical contribution of the book is its explanation of how these rewritten stories gain traction. Bannon emphasizes four recurring elements: indifference to reality, lack of shame, a supportive partisan media network, and repetition. Each element helps the others. If leaders are unconcerned with factual contradiction, they can keep asserting a false claim. If they also feel no shame, public embarrassment does not correct them. If sympathetic media outlets repeat the claim, it acquires reach and legitimacy. And when the same message is repeated often enough, it can begin to sound familiar, which is especially powerful in a polarized environment. Bannon uses this framework to show that political distortion is not merely persuasive rhetoric. It is an ecosystem that rewards persistence over accuracy and makes correction difficult even when evidence is widely available. Thirdly, Trump-era case studies show how revisionism protects power. The book gains force from its use of recognizable episodes from recent American politics. Bannon discusses the Russia investigation, the 2020 election, January 6, the Ukraine scandal, the border wall, the pandemic, and claims about the economy to show how revisionist narratives were built around real events. In each case, the aim was not only to defend a political figure, but also to recast the meaning of the event itself. For example, misconduct can be reframed as persecution, failure as success, or an attack on democratic institutions as a harmless misunderstanding. These examples are important because they show revisionism in action rather than in theory. Bannon demonstrates that once a false storyline takes hold, it can influence what voters think happened, what officials feel permitted to say, and what consequences seem politically possible. Fourthly, reality television methods as a model for political narration. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is its comparison between Trump-era politics and the editing logic of reality television. Bannon points to the way television producers could shape footage after the fact to justify a desired outcome, then argues that similar techniques now operate in political messaging. Instead of beginning with the truth and drawing conclusions from it, the process starts with the preferred conclusion and then searches for supporting material. This editing suite mentality helps explain why some falsehoods appear so polished. They are assembled through selective footage, selective language, and selective emphasis. Bannon's point is not merely that politics borrows media tactics, but that these tactics make it easier to manufacture a retroactive story that feels coherent. That makes the book especially useful for understanding how image management and historical rewriting reinforce each other. Lastly, why the battle over recent history is also a battle over democracy. Bannon links historical revisionism to democratic decay by showing that a society cannot evaluate leaders honestly if it loses agreement about what those leaders actually did. If the public is encouraged to distrust evidence, dismiss eyewitness accounts, and accept partisan alternate realities, then accountability weakens at every level. Elections become less informed, oversight becomes less effective, and abuses of power can be normalized. The book therefore treats the conflict over the recent past as more than a communications problem. It is a structural threat to democratic discourse. because democracy depends on a shared factual baseline. Benin also suggests that the defense against this trend is not partisanship of a different kind, but a commitment to record keeping, evidence, and memory. That gives the book its broader civic significance. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious account of how modern political falsehoods are constructed, repeated, and normalized. It will be especially useful for readers interested in American politics, media criticism, democratic theory, and the mechanics of propaganda. The main benefit of reading it is that it helps distinguish between ordinary partisan messaging and a more aggressive effort to rewrite the recent past itself. That distinction matters because it explains why many false claims survive correction, and why factual debate often fails to change the political environment. What makes Ministry of Truth stand out in its genre is its focus on contemporary revisionism as a system rather than a list of lies. Many political books catalog deception, but Benin is more interested in how deception becomes durable through repetition, media reinforcement, and shamelessness. The result is a work that is both explanatory and diagnostic. It offers readers a way to recognize recurring patterns in political communication and to understand why those patterns are so corrosive to democratic accountability. For anyone trying to make sense of the Trump era and its continuing aftereffects, this book provides a clear, structured, and timely framework. If you would like to support Steve Benin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.